This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back. Good evening. As you see, it got really dark here, but the weather is amazing. I feel like I want to stand up, make wudu, and keep praying. How many rak'ahs? I want to pray for the entire night. Wait a minute. Do you normally do this, or this is your first time? No, I feel like after I listened to the Sheikh when he was speaking about Qiyamul Layl and the virtue of Tahajjud, from now on, I'm going to pray on every single night for the entire night. You know what? I will wake up at midnight and I will not sleep until Fajr. And also, I heard the Sheikh talking about the virtue of fasting. And he said that each day you fast fi sabilillah, it will keep you away and distant you away from hellfire, the travel distance of 70 years. So what? I'm going to fast on every other day. Wait a minute. Now I gotta ask you to slow down. And follow the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is forgotten by many people, which is to be consistent on doing the good deed, even if it is a little. Aisha radiallahu anha narrated in the sound hadith, which is agreed upon its authenticity, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when he was asked about what is the best of deeds, he said, أدومه وإن قل. The best of the good deeds are those which are persistent, consistent. You do them on a regular basis, even if they are brief, little. I'll give you a few examples. Which one is better? Somebody who's been doing this for an entire year. MashaAllah, he gets up at night or 20 minutes before Fajr and he prays 2 or 4 rak'ahs, then witr, and then he prays Fajr, Sunnah and Fajr, and then he goes to work. And this is fitting perfectly his schedule, MashaAllah. Versus somebody who had been affected, encouraged, and he got very enthusiastic when he heard the khutbah about the fada'il of Qiyamul Layl. So he prayed 1 night, 2 nights, 3 nights, and he quit. Why? Because he's not used to it. Today I was doing horseback riding. I haven't been doing horseback riding for a while. Your muscles get sore, your thighs hurt. Why? Because, you know, all of a sudden you're stretching. But if you've been doing this on a regular basis, even 15 minutes every day, you won't feel anything because you're used to it. But when you start all of a sudden and you push yourself to the edge, and you start fasting every other day, you will get bored, you will get tired, and you will quit. This is a human nature. That's why Allah the Almighty says in Surah Al-Mulk, أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. He's the one who made us, and he's the one who knows our nature very well, and eventually he knows what suits us best. He transmitted that to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Uklufu min al-a'mal ma tutiqun, fa inna Allah la yamallu hatta tamallu." Do of the good deeds as much as you can afford. We're talking about the voluntary good deeds, though. Nobody should say, "Okay, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, so I can only pray Fajr, or I can only pray Isha." No. We're talking about the extra, the voluntary acts of worship. But Ramadan, you must fast it. Zakah must be paid. The mandatory prayers should be offered. So we're talking about an-nawafil. Attending a dars or a khutbah, you get very excited when the sheikh was talking about the fada'il of giving in a charity. And there was a fundraise. So you wrote a pledge. What? You're giving $50,000. Do you have $50,000? I have about 100. So you're giving away half your wealth. Yeah, because the Sheikh was talking about Abu Bakr as-Siddiq when he donated all his wealth, and Umar ibn Khattab when he donated half of his wealth, and Uthman ibn Affan. But you have the iman within you from? No. Would he feel regret after you do so? Maybe. So why don't you just write a check or make a page of something that you know for certain that you can afford it? And that's why most of the pledges are not being fulfilled. Once you go home, Shaitan makes you think about it. And instead of paying 10,000, you vow to pay 50,000. And you neither pay the 50,000 nor even the 10,000. A person neither maintained two rakas for an entire year, nor did he pray what he promised, to pray for an hour or two every night. It's obvious. So the best is to do what the Prophet ﷺ said when he was asked about what is the best of deeds. He said, أَدْوَمُهُ وَإِنْ قَلْ. Every month you receive your salary and you decided to give away in a charity 5%. May Allah bless you. This is beautiful. Your iman has increased, has become more solid, and you realize that Allah is giving you more than what you have spent in His cause. You decided to make them 10%. Great. A year later, you have seen the fortune that Allah the Almighty bestowed upon you because of the blessings of giving 10%. You decided to make them 20%, 30%, 50%. And I know some people who give 50% and more of their earning fi sabilillah. How could they do that? Because they have experienced that the Almighty Allah gives them more. You have not experienced that yet. So start slowly, gradually, do as much as you can afford, but maintain it. أَدْوَمُهُ وَإِنْ قَلْ. The best deed and the most beloved to Allah, the one which is consistent, even if it is a little. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.